Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to today's GTC H1 2018 results. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today on Thursday, the 23rd of August, 2018. I would now like to hand the conference over to the speaker today, Małgorzata Kępińska. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's our pleasure to hold you on our H1 2018 results. The presentation, as usual, will be carried forward by Thomas Kurtzman, the CEO, and Ernest Boniel, the CFO. Thomas, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon to the H1 2018 reporting and presentation. We had a quite intensive first half of 2018 in terms of asset management. We did a huge amount of leasing, pre-leasing, and also renewal of leases. At the same time, we have been focusing on getting our development pipeline ready, which means that we had a huge effort to go ahead with the planning, with conceptual works, and of course, also to put and push our building permit applications forward. We will receive a lot of permits during the second half of this year, which will ensure that the whole company will continue the growth and also continue rent income and also continue to increase the net asset value of the company. The strong operating performance with FFO up by 35% year-on-year, of course, is the result of the fantastic work our team did over the last years in preparation of developments, but also preparing acquisitions we could finally close during the last year, and the last one then in May and June this year, which is the mall in Sofia. The profit after tax is now at 46 million euro, the first half. The profit after tax without revaluation from pure rent income operations increased by 49% up to 25 million. EPRA NAV increased by 4%. We are now at 1.12 billion euros. The gross margin from rental activity is up significant 25% to 54 million euros. The in-place rent is now, after the acquisition of Sofia and completion of White House, at 120 million euros annualized. FFO I, as I told at the beginning, increased by 35% to 29 million euros. The average interest rate, thanks to the fantastic work of our financial departments and financing people, is down to 2.6% from 2.8% as of the end of last year, which is, of course, also a big contribution to the FFO increase. The net LTV stands at 45%. Occupancy is constant at 93%, despite of completion of two assets, which is White House and the renovated buildings of Greenhill. Otherwise, we would see an increase at the moment, but these two buildings went into operations with a little lower natural occupancy after completion, but they will soon pick up and the average occupancy will increase again. Impressive is also the 85,000 square meter newly leased and re-leased space. This is a very high number. It also shows that our activity in asset management is very successful, and of course, the growing portfolio gives us a lot of more work in this respect. Completions and acquisitions are boosting profit and FFO. We completed refurbishment of two buildings on Greenhill. Makes up to 21,600 square meters of office space. We can already report, despite these buildings are standing in the middle of a big construction of the rest of the new Greenhill buildings, but still we could lease them up to 85% by June 2018, and we see in the last months, again, improvement here. This already added another 3.2 million of additional in-place rent to our rent roll. Completion of White House was very successful, and we also proved that we could deliver one of the highest quality assets, an office building in Budapest. We have at the moment statistically 59% leased, signed leases, but we can also report that all the remaining space of the building is under advanced or final negotiations. And we are quite sure that at the end of this year, we will be able to report an almost fully leased building bigger than 95%. Acquisition of Mall of Sofia, another big success that we could get hold of this asset. It is 96% leased at the moment, and we are working on improving the shopping mall. The office anyway is fully taken, and we also could achieve at closing already a 65% LTV loan from the financing bank, which is giving a yield on invested equity of 19.5%, and this is a great number. But we still see a lot of upside on value creation, and also the rent income will improve over the next couple of years. We also have a verbal agreement with the city architect, which allows us to improve or increase the office space by putting a small tower on the main entrance of the building, on the existing foundation, which will additionally contribute to the value creation on that asset. The development pipeline, of course, is the foundation for our accelerated future growth. Over 389,000 square meters in the development pipeline, and out of that, 85,000 square meters is under construction, actually. The four projects under construction are Ada Mall. We can report here that we have 71% pre-lease as of today, and we continue to sign leases over the next couple of weeks. The part of Greenheart, which is the small building in front and the bigger one in the back, is also full under construction, and we also can report quite substantial pre-leasing on that one. Advanced Business Center Sofia, we have a commitment by LOI for up to 80% of the building, and we are, as we speak here, having negotiations in Sofia to finalize the first real hard signed lease on this office building with an international IT company. Matrix A in Zagreb, same situation like in Sofia. We have about 6,000 square meters in final negotiations, which makes up to 60% of the building, and we hope to be able to sign real leases in the next 1.5 to 2 months. Three more projects with together 90,000 square meters shall start construction still in 2018. This is the advanced business center in Sofia 2. About 10 days ago, we received a building permit for it. City Rose Park 1 and 2 in Bucharest, we expect here to get a permit still in September this year, and we are running at the moment the tender for the general contractor. And we also have quite good interest and initial negotiations with big tenants to take pre-lease on that building. The Twist in Budapest, we also have a legally valid permit here, and we are about to receive first initial offers from the market for construction costs from general contractors, and also that building hopefully will be able to commence the construction still during 2018. In addition to that, we have Matrix B, the second building in Zagreb, and the Pillar. Matrix B has a valid permit in place. Here we just wait to get a certain pre-lease on the first building to be able to start with the second one. And for the Pillar, this is a very nice, very well-located office building in Budapest. We're expecting also a building permit in the next 5 to 6 weeks. Also, the Pillar might be accelerated because we see a substantial demand on office space in Budapest. And we might move it into the second group and start the construction still in this year. Of course, on top of that, we have another six projects with a total GLA of 175,000 square meters, where we are working on design and building permit applications. And since the demand in all our markets we are active is quite high. We will accelerate the preparation work for this six projects also. On our composition of the portfolio, we saw a small change on the total regional split since the acquisition of Sofia with close to 100 million euros was moving Poland back to 51% in the total portfolio. Belgrade is now standing at 11%, Budapest at 16%, Bucharest at 11%, and Zagreb at 6% of the total portfolio. In Warsaw, we hold at the moment 21% in the major Polish cities, 30% of the portfolio. The total exposure to development is now a bit smaller than it was in the last couple of years, and this is a normal development. If the income producing asset portfolio is growing in the speed as it does at GTC, which we show now income generating asset at 88% of the total portfolio and only a project under construction at 5%. But since we will have a couple of building permits granted in the next couple of weeks and months, also this share on the portfolio will increase again and boost further the growth of GTC. The office portfolio overview, I want to talk quickly about occupancy rates. So we are now down to 93% here. But as I told before, this is just a function of having two buildings coming out of construction into standing asset portfolio. The 93% are expected to go back to 94 or even 95 in the next quarters to come. On the retail portfolio overview, occupancy rate is at 95%. This is also a number due to the startup and, let's say, the first year of operation of Bornozna, where we still keep some vacancy. All the other assets on retail we have are close to 100% leased. And this is also showing that the asset management or center management of GTC in our shopping malls is quite efficient to achieve such high occupancy rates. Property overview, biggest properties of GTC, again, Galeria Bornozna, the biggest asset. And the occupancy is still at 88%, but this is by intention because we want to improve the existing tenant mix, and for that we need a certain vacancy to be able to move tenants around and position them in the right place. So we are quite positive about that development because we see increasing turnovers, we also see increasing footfall on that asset, and I think the second half of this year with beginning of school and then also the holidays up to Christmas will show quite positive numbers. We also can report that we found two new tenants in Bornozna. One is Mango, the Spanish fashion brand, which is did already start their fit-out works, and the second is a big infotainment and electronic retailer who signed basically yesterday, and we are signing today the agreement to enter Galeria Bornozna, which will temporarily reduce a bit the vacancy, but since we are trying to move other tenants in better locations, we will keep this level for another 6 to 8 months. Galeria Jurajska, big success. We are now at 99% occupancy, and we are now generating a waiting list. All the big tenants want to expand because we, despite having Sunday closings, we are able to still grow turnovers for each tenant and also the footfall. So basically the Sunday closings are fully compensated, overcompensated compared to last year. Citygate, very high occupancy. Again now, we improved since last quarter up to 98%. Avenue Mall Zagreb, 99% and so forth. So it shows effective asset management is in place and we are able to generate income, which is also, of course, reflected in the strong growth of rent, in-place rent, but also the FFO. On page 12, the what we call investment under construction or IPUC table. We talked already about most of the assets, other mall, full under construction, 71% pre-lease now and getting better. We hope to lease it fully up to the end of the year. Greenhard 3, again, on time schedule, on budget, no problems, will be fully leased on completion. ABC 1, Sofia, I think very good success, and the same for Matrix A in Zagreb. Since we discussed already a little bit these assets in the previous pages, I just want to have a short comment on Vilanov, because this was always a big concern of investors. I think we are on a very good way now in consensus with the district, but also with the main city of Warsaw and the relevant people, vice president and city architect, that the new concept we presented is widely accepted. We need to get some changes to the proposed master plan from the city, which we will inject to the end of August in written form to the relevant people in the city. And we hope that this will be accepted, and then we might get out of this big dispute we're having at the moment, if this master plan is valid or not. If there is a new one in place with a very clear concept behind it, we will be able to commence the works to be able to get a permit again. So I want to hand over now to Jerzy Boniel, elaborating on the income statement, balance sheet, and further key indicators on the financial.
Thank you, Thomas. Good afternoon. When reviewing the events in the quarter that had impact on the financial statement, I would mention the following major items. White House, the building in Budapest, has been completed and classified to investment property. The value of this building, 61 million euro, reflects 10 million profit that was recognized so far. Once the leasing of the building will be completed, expected by the end of the year, we would expect the profit to increase. We sold during the quarter 4 non-core plots, which brought altogether 12 million euro free cash to the company. We also bought Sofia Mall. It's a major transaction investment that in terms of the ticket, the equity was 36 million euro. This is after we managed to refinance it from day one and achieve attractive interest rate. The Sofia Mall was bought towards the end of the quarter. Therefore, the full quarter, which we will see the impact, will be first time Q3. In terms of profit, the Sofia Mall already contributed approximately 2 million euro for the profit, as we found that we bought it below the market price or market value, and therefore we could recognize some profit immediately. One more item that happened during this quarter is the repayment of 23 million euro value of zloty denominated bonds. This helped us to reduce the average cost of finance in the group, as we refinanced them with 20.5 million euro earlier. And we paid 10 million euro dividend in cash and raised capital through converting dividend into shares of 26.5 million euro. This was reflected as increase of equity. From the accounting point of view, in Q2 we conducted the external valuation for the investment property portfolio. The total net gain in Q2 was approximately 10 million euro, or 24 million euro if we count H1. The two major contributors for that valuation was the White House with 4.6 million euro and ADA 4.2 million euro. ADA is still under construction, and we revalue that along with the progress of construction and leasing. When looking at the income statement, the increase in the rental and service revenue is stemming mainly due to the completion, mainly from the completion of Galeria Północna. 41, the third building, compared to last to H1 2017. Also, we see contribution and effect of this building. Completion of Artico at the end of 2017 is visible in H2, and the acquisition of Belgrade Business Center as well as Sofia Mall, all of them contributed to increase of revenue, increase of profit, and increase of FFO. and therefore, we have shown that the increase in profit before revaluation, just operating profit, 49%. When comparing to H1 17. That's a major increase thanks to the investments that we do, thanks to the development, and this is something that we continue to do, as you could see in the IPUC, as described by Thomas, very strong pipeline that will continue and generate higher FFO and strengthen the cash generating capacity as well as dividend capacity. Looking at the balance sheet, the leverage compared to the past is stable as per our strategy to remain between 40 to 50%. We are at 45%, and this will we will continue to make it as efficient as possible. On one hand, growing the gross asset value. On the other hand, supporting it with adequate leverage without taking excessive risk. when considering the hedge strategy, 81% of the loans are hedged. This will increase as we are hedging, we are in the process of hedging more loans nowadays. Currently, there are between 6 to 8 new loans that are under discussion. The total loans in our portfolio is about 1.1 billion, and we continue to refinance, improve amortization, improve interest rate, as well as generate, raise cash, I should say, to finance the expansion of the portfolio. We discussed about the interest, can be shown graphically, it's declining. And if we look 5 years backwards, the saving is almost 50%. We continue to work and improve it, as I mentioned, with further refinancing. We have several sources. We will continue to use the bonds as instrument, although we are not dependent only on bonds. We have several sources, significant sources. So in terms of resources, we feel very comfortable that we have the necessary resources to run the company and expand and accelerate the investment process. In terms of cash flow, we generated 28 million euro cash from operation. This is 4 million more than last year, almost 20%, a bit less than 20%. We invested 129 million. Double than H1 17. We borrowed 92 million, also almost double compared to H1 17, which means that these two parts of the activity, investment and financing, are really at a high pace to provide and to strengthen the growth in the coming quarter. In terms of cash, we remain with the same cash balance. Despite the expansion, it means that we are able to finance ourselves, to run efficiently. This, of course, the cash balance provides us the flexibility to buy more assets, to be able to show very strong closing performance when it comes to opportunities, like we demonstrated in the case of Mall of Sofia. And potentially to buy land plots for further development and strengthening the pipeline that we have. That concludes this part of the presentation, and I'll hand over to the operator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Please stand by while we compile the Q&A queue. This will only take a few moments. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, please press star and one if you wish to ask a question. That is star and one if you wish to ask a question. There are currently no questions. Please continue.
Thank you very much, everybody, for participating in our call, and talk to you in November. Thank you.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.